is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's Pa Dozen and Unky sitting in the kitchen talking. Pa's saying,
"You know, Unky, women are the limit. Always complaining about how hard they work. Cooking, cleaning, shopping."
"Well, Pa, one thing Ma won't complain about anymore, and that's washing clothes. Not since she's using Does."
"You're right, Unky. Us men ought to be thankful this new soap discovery came along. Why, Ma used to carry on about wash day something fierce. Now she brags about how wonderful it is to have Does do everything. Her work clothes and the towels to her prettiest rayon DuPont."
Yeah. "Remember the day I worked on the car and got my overalls so dirty? Oh, Ma was furious. Unky Dozen, she said, 'Look at that dirt. How do you expect me to get those overalls clean?'"
"Yep, she's sure tied into you."
"Yeah, but now when she sees my greasy overalls, she just smiles and says, 'Does will do them easy, without any hard scrubbing.'"
"That's right. And remember how Ma used to fuss at me for getting the towel so black?"
"Oh, gosh, yeah. She used to complain about what a hard time she had getting them white. Now she tells all the neighbors how easy it is to turn them out snowy white with Does."
"Yep, I heard her say she's never seen whiter washes."
"And remember how she hated to trust her old wash day soap with a frizzy rayon doodad she washes?"
"Sure. Now Ma says those fancy colors are actually safer with Does. Yet it gets after dirt like nobody's business."
"Yeah, Does sure changed Ma's tune about wash day. It's left her nothing to complain about."
"Well, Does everything, you know. Why, it's the only leading granulated wash day soap that gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Better change to Does, D-U-Z. It does everything in your wash." And now the Goldbergs. Like a pair of conspirators, Molly and Dr. Cater are meeting in secret to solve the case of Anne Franklin. For day by day, it has become more and more apparent that the key to the divorce, which Molly wants to prevent, lies in the character and motives of Anne Franklin. Now that Dr. Cater has had an opportunity to meet Anne and speak with her, Molly is waiting anxiously to hear what his opinion is, hoping to learn what can be done to save the marriage of two people who have two children and a happy life behind them, but now face divorce because there is another woman in the husband's life. It is Anne, Florence's friend and Eugene's secretary, who pointed out this brutal fact. Now, listen.
Dr. Cater, now that you had the opportunity to speak with Anne Franklin, I mean, is there anything that you can encourage me with, please?
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Goldberg.
Surely, Doctor. If you wish me, I'll retire into the other office.
No, not at all. Hello?
Hello? Dr. Cater?
Yes?
Is Mrs. Goldberg still in your office?
Yes. Would you like to talk with her?
If you don't mind.
Just a minute. Mrs. Goldberg. Oh,
for me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Doctor, to disturb you in your office.
It's all right.
Hello?
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 I said hello.
I'm answering you, darling. Hello?
Hello?
Well?
Well?
You're calling from where, dear Jake? Home or business?
Business. What's the difference?
I'll call wherever you are when.
When?
When I will. Bye, dear. I don't want to keep Dr. Cater lingering longer than is necessary.
Why is Dr. Cater seen and for dinner tonight? Did you find out?
Everything will be, everything, dear. Mr. Goldberg is so anxious.
Hello?
Hello?
Again, hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mr. Goldberg is so interested, as we all are, one and all in our family, Doctor.
Well, I can understand that. Nobody wants to see two people separated when there's a chance to prevent it.
Especially, Doctor, especially Florence and Eugene. They were truly two people in love with each other, Doctor. That's why I'm so anxious to know what you think if there's a chance to prevent a divorce, Doctor.
Yes. Yes, I do think that.
Oh, thank you.
While you were on the phone, Mrs. Goldberg, I wrote something and sealed it in its envelope.
Yes?
I want you to refrain from opening it.
Yes, Doctor.
You're to open it only after you've followed my instructions.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me.
What instructions, Doctor?
Hello.
Hello? Is this Dr. Cater?
Yes. Do you want to speak to your mother?
Yes, please.
Rosalie?
Yes. Take the phone. Oh,
thank you, Doctor. I'm so sorry, Doctor. They're disturbing your office. What instructions, Doctor? Hello?
Ma?
Yes, Rosalie?
I'm sorry, Ma, but...
I'll see you home, dear.
Oh, what does Dr. Cater think, Ma? How much has Anne got to do with all this trouble between Florence and Eugene?
Rosalie, where are you talking from?
School. I have a free period, Ma.
Goodbye, darling.
Ma, are you upset?
No.
Sounds so upset.
Goodbye, darling.
Ma, why is Dr. Cater having Anne over for dinner?
Goodbye.
Does he like us?
Goodbye.
Dr. Cater.
I'm hanging.
Are you mad?
Very glad.
Well, Ma, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Goodbye.
I love you, Ma.
At this moment, it is not mutual.
Moments pass quickly.
Bye. Doctor, you'll have to pardon me. Sometimes I think I spoiled my children. Not family, I mean family. Rosalie, she wants to know so much.
Well, it's a good sign. She can bride rightly. She's like a mother.
Well, maybe so, Doctor. That's why I don't think I could keep this letter that you gave me for very long without...
Without opening it?
I'm afraid so. And I'm sure it has something to do with Anne and Eugene and Florence. So.
It's what I think.
Oh, you wrote here what you think, Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
And why can't we talk about what you think?
We will.
And why the letter?
Everything but that until last. I don't want you to be prejudiced. Now, you comfortable, Miss Goldberg?
Well, I'm not too comfortable. The straight chair over there would be better if you don't mind.
Please, let me help you.
Thank you. Yes. When I sit in such a soft, low chair, I fall if I can get up. Thank you very much.
Is that better?
It's much better for me, thank you.
Well, let's... do a little preliminary talking before we get down to the instructions.
Yes, Doctor.
I'd like to tell you what I think of Anne Franklin.
Yes?
Of her character, her personality, her temperament, what she seems like.
Yes, Doctor.
First, she's a woman who's had a very narrow emotional life.
Emotional?
Yes.
Narrow emotional.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anne is deep and intense.
Yes.
She's like some kind of animal which lives between two hard shells.
Like an oyster.
She can't see anything but the one narrow little opening through which her life comes. And so all the easy, flowing emotions of life are crammed into one spot.
Uh-huh.
And when emotions are crammed...
Oh, mind.
They become twisted. They begin to eat each other.
Oh, Doctor, maybe you'll be surprised. I tell you what I think, Dr.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the telephone.
Yes. Hello?
Dr. Cater, please.
I'm sorry, Dr. Cater.
Oh, it's for me this time.
Oh.
Hello?
This is Dr. Cater, Miss Franklin.
Oh, you recognize my voice.
Yes, why shouldn't I? Will you hold on just a minute, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes, Doctor.
Just pick up that other phone.
Yes.
I want you to hear for yourself.
But, Doctor, maybe...
No, you're my assistant on this case. It's perfectly proper.
I should pick up this phone?
No, no. The other one.
This?
Yes. Got it?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello. I want to apologize.
Oh, excellent. Good way for a friendship to begin.
Or end. Well, anyway, I can't have dinner with you tonight.
Oh, why not?
I'm expecting a call.
Well, what of it?
Well, I don't know what time the call will come through.
Well, what of it? Just leave word to have the call switched to my house. Leave word you're having dinner with Major Cater.
Oh, I couldn't.
You mean you don't want to?
No, I just couldn't.
Oh. Well, in that case, I won't beg. If the call comes through early enough, let me know. We can always have a late supper.
Oh, thank you.
That's all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Doctor? Dr. Cater? You know what I think?
What?
I think, first, that the call Anne Franklin is waiting for is from Eugene Cronin. And, Doctor...
Yes?
Of course, Doctor, you're the doctor. You're the psychosis. But, Doctor, if you'll excuse me, if you'll pardon me, I came here to ask you questions. But before you tell me anything else, Doctor, I've got to tell you, please, what I have in my mind. Maybe that will also help you.
Mm.
Doctor, I'm more convinced than ever, Doctor.
Yes?
Doctor, you know who I think
yes,
of the woman in Eugene's life is?
No.
Doctor, I think it's Anne. Anne is the other woman, Doctor.
Oh, so that's what you think.
That's what I think, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. What's to do with my letter?
The letter you gave?
Yes.
I have it.
Fine. Open it.
Want me to open it?
Yes, please, open it.
I should open it?
That's right.
Said I shouldn't open
it. No, don't be afraid. Go ahead, go ahead. Is it? Now, read it.
I should read it?
Yes, great.
Oh. Oh. So, Doctor, so we both think that Anne is the other woman.
Molly and Dr. Cater look at each other over the open envelope, seeing the future in a new way. For if Anne is the other woman, what does it mean for the future of the marriage? Now meet a friend of mine, Mrs. Williams.
How do you do?
Mrs. Williams, your son's in the Army, isn't he?
Yes, in England. He's a gunner in the Air Force. Oh, I'm so proud of him.
Well, no wonder.
That's why I turn in all my waste fat.
Good.
You see, every pound I turn in can make 10 50-caliber bullets for his machine gun.
That's right. Waste fat makes glycerin, and glycerin makes gunpowder. Of course, the government only wants waste fat, the fat you'd ordinarily throw out.
Sure, but even with rationing, I still turn in a pound a month. Every time I do, it's like sending 10 more bullets right off to my boy.
Well, that's swell, Mrs. Williams. Friend, turn your waste fat in, too. Save solid fats, like trimmings from meats and poultry. Melt them down in your oven whenever it's in use. Then pour this waste fat into a clean can, not a glass container. Use any clean can, and take it to your butcher. Don't throw any waste fat out. Turn it in. Keep our guns firing. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Molly learns what Cater's plans are. And Jake? Well, Jake walks the house like an unexploded bomb. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.